This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to the Escape Pod for another week. We've got a big show lined up today. We have on the Escape Pod a representative from the Alliance Française talking about the Marché de Noël and St Kilda coming up. We also will hear a few more stories from Joe's adventures in Vietnam. This week has been a pretty standard week as far as I've been led aware. There hasn't been any huge news in travel. I think most people are aware still of the outcomes of the Philippine Typhoon Haiyan that has wrought so many people asunder. So feel free to go onto the Red Cross or any of the other charitable websites and donate. They certainly need some help. Firstly, today we're going to introduce Sally. Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour and bienvenue.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you for coming and joining us today. Sally is from the Alliance Française de Melbourne.
Yes.
And tell us a bit more about the Alliance. What does the Alliance do?
So what the Alliance does? Well, it's a French language and cultural centre that organizes all year round French courses for adults, for teenagers, for children, with together the organizations of what we call immersion experience, mm-hmm. through cultural events, through different workshops and lots of other activities.
So explain immersion, that's when they throw everyone in a room and you can't get out unless you ask for the door to be open in French, right?
Exactly. You're trapped.
So you're there until you do it French style. So who are you working with at the Alliance Française?
So at the Alliance, we are working with I would say, locals, but their particularity is that they have a French background,
yeah,
or a very French, how can I say that, a link to France,
right,
either via the language, because they learned the language, or because the partner is French, or because some family, they lived in France, etc. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they are basically Australians, yeah, all of them. Francophone Australians, loving whatever is French, basically.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And where is the Alliance?
So the Alliance is located in the heart of St Kilda, on Grey Street, mm-hmm. exactly.
The famous Grey Street.
The famous, very famous Grey Street. It's cool about being there, you know, because whenever you say Grey Street, everybody knows where it is.
Ashamedly so. I mean, Grey Street's culture is somewhat removed from the highbrow sensibilities of French literature, which mm-hmm. I'm assuming gets discussed.
Yes.
But that's okay.
That's okay, yeah.
St Kilda's diverse, and that's one of the things
we love. It's diverse, and this is what we like about, you know, our mission. We feel that our mission is very diverse, and mm-hmm. Being in a diverse area like Grey Street is, I think, matching exactly what we are.
In the beautiful heart of Grey Street, in the most magnificent building.
Yes, it is actually a mansion, Eldon Mansion, it's called, and it's part of Victorian heritage. Mm. So it's a beautiful house which has been renovated to, you know, the standard it was originally in 1850, in the 1850s. So it's a beautiful, beautiful house for our activities. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so it's very accessible via public transport, and you can go to the Alliance and you have different programs. You have programs to help people. Les écoles immersion, no? What, the French immersion schools?
It's what we call the French immersion experience, but it's because it's a comprehensive offer in the sense, yeah, that when you take it, it's not only taking lessons, but it's having the possibility to and join people into cultural events orientated towards French, or you have also a cultural a resource center, mm-hmm. with lots of what is updated French films, French cinema, French literature, everything's available there. But we also have lots of cooking workshops and immersion days and immersion even weekends for VCE students. So lots of things happening basically to make
calendar.
A French experience, not only a French class.
Excellent. So we're going to get to two of those very big events that you've got coming up very soon on the horizon. We'll talk about them a little bit later, but I want to talk about you personally. You're French.
Yes.
And your partner is here as well. He is also French.
Yes.
You're from Lyon.
Yes, I'm from Lyon.
So how would you typify a Lyonnaise?
How would you typify
yourself? Tell us about Lyon. Tell us about the environment and a standard day and a standard person.
I think Lyon, what is particular about being from Lyon is that it's a great compromise between what you expect of a city and what you need from the nature. Mm. Because Lyon is in the Alpes region, so you're not too far away from the sea and Marseille and the Mediterranean. And you are very close to the mountains and to nature. But at the same time, Lyon is the third city of France after Paris and Marseille. And it's a very, very vibrant cultural city. Mm. So you have everything that you expect, that you want to get from a big city. And at the same time, everything close by that you want to do outside of the city when you need a break.
Because you're not far from the Swiss border too,
We are not far from the Swiss border. We are not far from Italy. We are close to the Mediterranean, close to the mountains. So it's a very, very, I think, a good region to be in.
Motivated to go to Lyon.
Yes. And Lyon is also the capital of gastronomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in France. So you have lots of particular, what we called, special restaurants, which are called bouchons.
Mm-hmm.
Bouchons, where you have specialties done, specifically there only. So this is Lyon is a very gastronomic experience to try, really.
But Lyon also has a very special place in the heart of most French people too, doesn't it? Even people from the north and the Brittany and so forth, Lyon is culturally seen as somewhere where there's pure Frenchness to a degree. Is that fair to say?
I don't know if it can be or should be considered as pure, but Lyon has a very strong history in the historical background, French background, and
didn't the Pope sit there?
Yeah. Not exactly in Lyon, in Avignon, close by. But there was also the first riots of people working in industry, and especially in the silk industry. The silk industry was based in Lyon. And the first revolution, I would say, with a small R maybe, not the French Revolution, but the workers' revolution started with the silk workers in Lyon. So it has also something about... fighting for the rights and for the poor also, and that particular area where the silk workers were working is still a very particular place to visit in Lyon nowadays.
So that's the soul of égalité.
Absolument. Yes.
Excellent. So, what brought you to Australia? Was it the Alliance itself?
Yes, it was the Alliance itself. I've worked in different Alliances Françaises, I was starting to be specialized in Asia because I've been posted in India and in Bangladesh, and I wanted a change. So I tried my luck and I asked Melbourne because it's a very, very demanded destination for the various people wanting to.
Because it's so far away from France.
Yeah, and it's also it has a very very positive and attracting reputation. Melbourne.
Good.
Yes. So it was a high competition. It was a
Grey Street is very popular.
Maybe not outside Melbourne, but in France, for French people knowing about international positions, Melbourne was a top of the rank of the ranking. So I tried Melbourne and I got Melbourne, and this is how we started discovering Australia.
Excellent. And you've been here for how long?
Now it's a little more than 2 years.
Oh, you're nearly Australian.
Good. I'm happy to know that. To hear that.
Welcome to Escape Pod today. You're on Joy 94.9. Jo isn't with us today. She has some family things to attend to, but we send her very much so our love. We are with Sally today. Sally is from the Alliance Française, and we've just been talking a bit about the Alliance and what you can do to get a French experience. And the Escape Pod, we like to talk about travel far and wide. We also like to talk about around the world in 80 minutes, what we can do today or what we can do this weekend in Melbourne that will give us that experience. We've been overseas, maybe with public transport and Nike ticket in your pocket instead of having to board a plane. So the Alliance Française is a rich source of French culture. It's in the heart of St Kilda. It's very accessible by public transport. And I know that for people with disabilities, it's very accessibility friendly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For an old building, that's important to understand because they didn't consider things in the 1850s. However, the building is beautiful. The website, which I have posted already on our Facebook page, is a great source of information about things that are coming up. One of the things we're going to talk about is the Marché de Noël. So let's go into this. This Marché de Noël, I think you should explain what it is.
Yes, Marché de Noël is what we call it French Christmas market and open day. And this is it's organized during the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we welcome everybody who wants to see what we have to offer. It's it's the perfect place for, you know, like a gift you want to make. Everything is French. It's either made by French hands or it's made by Australian hands.
French
products, but French style, yes.
Let's explain. Let's take it a step back and talk about what Christmas markets mean. I grew up in Germany, and they're a very big thing, which you don't necessarily have in Anglo culture. You do have kind of church markets and fetes, but you don't have the same kind of, in German it's Christkindlmarkt. It's something that's very specific and it's very similar to these markets. Let's go into a bit more detail about what they are and what they mean.
What they mean,
because it's about decorations, a very specific handmade, isn't it?
It's handmade. It was more about the creche, you know, what you put under the Christmas tree.
Yeah,
it was more about finding the divinity. It was more about the Trinity and representing the Jesus' birth and what happened at that time. So it was more about
no flying red-nosed reindeers.
No. Definitely not. So traditionally, it was more something like this, and it has evolved into, of course, something bigger. It's still very much about decorating and decoration.
Mm-hmm.
And food, traditional food and drinks as well, hot drinks, supposed to be in winter. Yeah, it was more or less this spirit, but I think it's very much, as you said, a German tradition. It's, for example, very strong in Alsace, French Alsace, and less strong traditionally in the south of France, for example.
Mm.
So it is very much linked to that cultural part of Europe.
Yeah, well, the heart of Europe between Germany and France, Switzerland, that area is very much so the forefront of a lot of the cultural traditions behind Christmas that we celebrate here in Australia as well, that have gone global, Christmas tree, the Tannenbaum, and these markets and so forth. And it's the mountains and a lot of this iconography that we associate today with Christmas, even though it could be 40 degrees here in summer, we still, the snow, the mountains, these markets, the nativity.
Yeah,
it's highly associated.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even though, as you said, it can be 40 degrees, it's still the image in the collective imagination of people is still snow, it's still cold, and
So the market really speaks to that, doesn't it? It talks about handmade decorations and gifts.
Yes, it's broader here what we do in Melbourne, because the idea is really to concentrate everything that is French and that is made at the moment in Melbourne.
Mm.
So it is still about food, it is still about drinks and decorations. And
let's pick up on that. How much food is there and how much drinks? Is this a really fun day out?
It's a fun day out.
Yeah, we should all be going.
It's not only about food and drinks, because this is not the only experience. It's also about inviting people to discover what kind of immersion experience we can give.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we organize trial classes. People can go for free and try a French class of ours. That's very fun, actually. So they don't commit at all. They just go inside and say, I want to try and see how you teach. And they sit in our classes for half an hour and they have a try with our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. And this is and at the same time, we can take care of children or other members of family because other activities are going on for kids and for teenagers, and films watching and all that. And all this is free, actually.
So it's inside the building, it's outside, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place. It's outside in the garden, on the car park, it's in the classrooms, in the ballroom, in all facilities that we have. And we also, for example, we have lots of people coming and saying, oh, well, I learned French when I was 12, I learned French when I was 20. You And I think, I don't remember. I say, okay, come with us for 10 minutes. We will assess your level and then determine which level of class you can join. And this is also free. Everything basically we organize is free around French classes and entertainment.
French education has a very strong tradition of being state paid for and free. I remember even in Dubai, where I was, I had a lot of Lebanese, Francophone Lebanese, who had their kids at the lycées there, which were fully paid by the French government. And because they're Lebanese passport holders, they still qualify for French-funded schooling in Dubai.
Yes.
And they're Lebanese.
Yes,
they're not even French. They get free schooling.
And still today, people are fighting and trying to make sure in France that our system is kept. But yes, the public system in France,
which
is highly subsidized because it doesn't cost anything, in fact, to families, is still a very, very plus a value that we have in our system of solidarity and cooperation. Yes.
Which is, and the level of French education is, of course, globally extremely highly regarded.
I'm happy to discover that wherever I go in the world, that we have a very, in fact, very good system.
So,
I think.
So we can foster ourselves into a part of this by going to the Alliance Française.
Yes.
Learn about it at the Marché de Noël, which means Christmas market.
Christmas market, yes, Marché de Noël. Yes.
When is it?
And it's on the 7th and the 8th of December.
So weekend.
It's a weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
So we've got to be marking our calendars. We've got to get down one or
2 days.
Yeah,
you have to remember that. 2 days, yes.
Yeah.
And what is particular about this coming Christmas market is that it will be the 10th anniversary.
And
for the 10th anniversary, we have introduced new things.
Can you tell us?
Yes, a bit, but you'll have to come and discover for the rest. So we have organized entertainment, free entertainment, of course, around street theater.
Ooh.
You know?
Any mimes? Please tell me there's a mime.
I think he will be doing some mime as well, yes.
I'm there.
Yes. We'll have free film screenings for families and for children at different timings. We have and we have also organized a very grand raffle. And the first prize to be win is a ticket for two from Melbourne to La Réunion Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Réunion.
Well, Réunion, I wish I could tell you more because I haven't gone yet. No, many places I've been to, but Réunion not yet.
Mm.
But I think it's something you can dream of.
Mm. It's a tropical
at the end
island.
Of Africa over there.
Mm, it's tropical.
It's a tropical island.
Lots of palm trees.
Yes, actually, I think it has a lot of common things with Australia. It's all about sea and surf and wildlife and also volcanoes.
Oh.
And track, walking, how do you say
hiking.
That? Hiking, sorry, yes. So I think that's in common with this bigger
so
Australian
how
island.
How do you get into this prize draw for this amazing voyage?
Yeah, because in fact we have been lucky to have been put into contact with Air Mauritius, as well as the Four Corners Travel Group, and they have kindly accepted
to partner
with us for the raffle, and to offer these two tickets. One is offering the Melbourne Perth, and the other one is sponsoring the Perth Mauritius. Mauritius Réunion Island, and it's sponsored by Mauritius Airlines. Yes,
sounds fantastic. So all of this is going on at the Alliance Français de Melbourne, in Grey Street, St Kilda, 7th and 8th of December.
Yes.
And it is going to be a food, wine, are we talking wine? Or
Wine, French beer.
Now, what kind of decorations and stuff will people be able to get? These handmade things, tell us about them.
Lots of things, actually. You can find candles, you can find little things to hold your serviette, for example, nice serviette for your Christmas dinner. You can find lots of beautiful napkins from the south of France, you know, very yellow with olives and all these things. Southern France. But you can also find things like, not a handbag, but you can find...
Jewelry?
This is not jewelry, but jewelry is more of a decoration of your body.
Yeah.
But yes, you can find this as well. Jewelry.
And Christmas-themed things that are beautifully handmade.
Yes.
And there's nothing lovelier than giving a handmade gift rather than something with a little gold sticker on the back that says made in somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Corporatized.
Absolutely. Yes.
So it's a beautiful opportunity to get a really personal day, get up and close with the Alliance, and yes. then maybe learn more about the language and the culture.
It's absolutely necessary that you try our classes. This is the whole point, to show free of cost what we have to offer as a French immersion experience.
But say somebody speaks French well.
Yeah.
What are the other opportunities that the Alliance can
Lots
offer?
Of things, because we do also, we organize what we call casual conversation groups for people to keep up, you know, to keep their level. Mm. So they are invited to, for example, a cine club session. They watch a film, and then after that there is a conversation, eating cheese and drinking wine, of course, at the same time, talking about the film and you know, the themes and the director or the style of the film.
Yeah.
Same for what we call vin et fromage conversation.
Yep.
People just come for wine and cheese and talk. And this is something we organize as well. And we have something called petit déj, so breakfast.
Yep.
You come, you have your French croissant and a coffee,
and you talk about in the coffee.
And you if you like it, yes. French tradition, that's what you should do, actually. So lots of things that we do without, you know, it's just on a one-shot commitment. You come for 2 hours because you have time on that particular week. Otherwise, you can come and commit for a longer term, depending on what you want to do and what your aim is and time that you have to dedicate. You can dedicate.
And you've got so many native French speakers. You've got Australians who speak beautiful French. You've
yes.
got so many opportunities to really embrace this culture here in the middle of the South Pacific.
Absolutely.
That's
and
fantastic.
It's wonderful to, you know, keep a track of how many Australians, you know, have this desire for French and France that Australians have here. It's really a positive experience to be French in Melbourne, you know.
Oh, great.
You have all the time people calling for you and say, are you French? Oh, we love. Oh, are you from Lyon? Oh, this is wonderful. So this is, I think, one of the best experience I've ever had.
Oh, fantastic.
In a foreign country.
Well, I'm glad you've been embraced by Melbourne. I know that Melbourne does love European culture very much, global culture, but Italian and French culture is just particularly embraced here.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're having a wonderful experience. I'm glad you could come with us and tell us how to get there. Now, if people want to find out more, what's the website?
So the website is afmelbourne.com.au.
Yeah. So AF for Alliance Française Melbourne.com.au.
Yes. Sorry, I should have said AF.
That's
Melbourne.
Okay. That's okay. I'm sure there are plenty of Francophones out there who who had that written down, AF.
Right.
And the whole program, everything's on the website, right?
You've Everything very... is on the website.
Mm.
It's detailed. That is, you can find out from an hour, from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. on both days what we'll be doing. And I want to remind also that entry is totally free to our Christmas market.
That wonderful government of France funding these incredible cultural institutions. No?
And this is very important for me to say that Alliance Française, the particularity about Alliance Française is that it's a local association.
Ah, so this is funded through the French government.
It is helped, I mean, it is supported
Sponsored.
By the
yes,
French government, but it is most of its investment is done through the courses that Alliance Française organizes.
Ah,
and
okay.
it is an Australian association with a board of directors made of Australians as well.
Mm.
So it's very important for me to say that it's a non-for-profit charity association belonging to the Australian system.
Even more reason to support
Absolutely.
The French Christmas market on the 7th and 8th of December. Grey Street, you cannot miss it. It is the most outstanding building on the street, right at the top of the hill.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are plenty of women on the corners who can direct you if you need it.
Lots of women and beautiful, wonderful staff of Alliance Française will be welcoming
fantastic.
You. Everybody, welcome. Vous êtes les bienvenus.
Thank you very much. Sally, thank you very much for joining us today on the Escape Pod. I know that you have to jet right now, but if anyone wants to find out more, it's afmelbourne.com.au. Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us on the Escape Pod.
Merci, Marc.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Marc. You're on the Escape Pod. We had Sally in the studio just before from Alliance Française de Melbourne, and she was telling us about the Christmas market that's coming up on the 7th and 8th of December and all the amazing things that the Alliance Française de Melbourne does. We now have on the line Emmanuel. Emmanuel, welcome.
Bonjour, Marc. Bonjour.
Bienvenue.
Merci.
Emmanuel, tell us about yourself. You're also with the Alliance Française, but you're in Sydney.
I'm for the embassy, actually.
Oh, you're from the... hello.
Yeah, yeah.
We're back to the mothership.
The embassy is in Canberra and I'm in Sydney, so it's quite unusual. But the embassy works hands in hands with the Alliance Française all over Australia.
That's
so
correct.
That's why we sometimes and regularly make the confusion. But yes, I am a cultural attaché for the French embassy.
And your particular topic that we're going to talk today, which is very much so with the Alliance Française, is the French Film Festival, the Alliance Française French Film Festival, and you're the artistic director.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So, great luck.
So let's take a ride back to the beginning. You have a long history with French culture, that's correct?
Yes, it is.
Your personal career?
Yes, because I worked for a long time for photography with Magnum Photos. I was also involved in an opera house. In Lyon, which is what was a great experience, and the Lyon Opera House is a very nice opera and excellent for the music and also for all the projects that it does. And I was also involved in a city where I was in charge of the cultural affairs of the city. So yes, my background is definitely culture. I do love culture in all its fields, and that's why I am very happy to be in Australia, because my role here is to promote Australian and French work in culture, so that's very exciting.
Wow. So you became involved as the culture attaché just recently, or was it a long time ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So, yeah, more than 2 years ago now in Australia.
So you're also very much Australian now.
I am. Well, my accent is still French, as you can hear, but but yes, I do enjoy very much living in Australia and living in Sydney.
Well, you're very welcome. So what is your major role apart from the film festival?
Actually, is taking a lot of my time, but apart from that, my role is really to promote the French culture here in Australia, mm-hmm. and also to make the institution work together and to strengthen the cooperation between Australia and France mm-hmm. in all the cultural fields. So I'll give you an instance. For instance, on an institutional level, we do work with the CNC in France, which is kind of equivalent of Screen Australia, and with the Office of the Arts here to do a new agreement for the co-production agreement for the cinema, for mm-hmm. instance. So that is one of a part of my job, an example. I work, for instance, for museums so that I can go and meet with French partners and work on exhibitions or projects or curator exchanges. I do work with an Australian partner who wants to bring French artists in Australia, so I try to help them, and the embassy is supporting some of the projects that comes to Australia. So it's very diverse, I have to say, and very interesting, because the Australian partners and institutions are very francophile, so it makes my job much easier, and also very involved in French creation, and really wanted to strengthen these links.
Well, the French people and culture are very much so loved here in Australia, and I'm sure that your work is very much so embraced wherever you go. The French Film Festival, it's not up for a while, but you must be able to give us some early bird view of what's coming up, the exciting program that you're working on, because the festival's in March next year, March, April, right?
Yes, it's in March. It will start on the 4th of March in Sydney and on the 5th in Melbourne, and it will be our 25th anniversary, so it will be definitely a great year for us and a very
it's
important
a very big year.
Yeah, a very big year. So the press conference to announce the program is next Thursday, actually, so we are all very excited also about
and
it.
Busy.
Yeah.
I bet you'll be extremely busy.
No, that will be fantastic. Fantastic because, yes, the festival, you know, have a huge audience, and it's growing every year, so we are very happy with that. The audience in this year was more than 130,000 people all over Australia.
That's a lot of seats.
It was fantastic. In 6 cities. And this year we will go also to another city, a 7th one in Byron Bay. So it also shows how the festival extends and do meet the Australian audience.
And it's very much embraced.
Yeah. 80% of the, more than 80% of the audience is Australian. And it's true that Australian people do love French cinema and, of course, this French taste that makes the French cinema unique. So, yeah, it will be a very particular year with many special events. And what I can tell you is, for instance, that the public will vote for the closing movie. So it will be interesting. And, that we will have 46 films, 46 mm-hmm. movies. and of course a wide selection of films as every year. It's still the same principle, meaning that it's all the films that were released last year in France, and comedies, dramas, many different genres, including documentaries. And I think it will be a great year.
Excellent. So I know that your press conference is next week and you'll be announcing everything then. Is there anything you can give us early?
I can give you that. I can tell you that the opening movie will be first screen in Australia. So it will be screen in Australia even before it's screening in France.
Oh, way.
Yeah. So we are very happy with that. I can tell you that we will have a big hit and many things, and also adventurous films and adventures and adventurous films, of course, kid movies, and many things.
Excellent. Well, we're very excited about all of this. This is going to be a fantastic event, like it always is. I mean, I've been to many different screenings over the past several years. You partner with a great cinema company here.
Yeah,
and they've got great locations, so they're very easy to access, and especially with public transport, and they're all over the city, so they're in the right spots to get to.
Yes, absolutely. And what we try to do is also to create an atmosphere. And I have to say that the selection this year is very made to go to the cinema. I mean, the films, of course, you can, you know, watch them on small screens. But this year, these are the films that are in the selection are really made to be seen on the big screen and to have this experience of, you know, the dark room and the big screen and all the atmosphere around. And this is very, very important for us. And also to create a festival atmosphere with all these special events nights and the Q&A with the guests. And that's very about the experience and, of course, nights with friends and sharing that love of French cinema.
Having a night out and going to a French film is one thing, but there are plenty more things to do in Melbourne, plenty of places to go, plenty of things to do that will enhance French experience. What do you suggest when you're in town to get the really authentic feeling?
I'm very impressed because Melbourne is such a busy city. We're getting cultural events, and there are so many things to do. Each time I go to Melbourne, I'm very I don't know, you know. Okay, where should I go and where can I see? You will have a big hit at the beginning of next year with a So Frenchy So Chic festival, you know, that is returning on the 10th of Jan to Werribee Park.
Well, we're playing music from the So Frenchy So Chic albums today.
Yeah, the great compilation that is just out actually. And it will be fantastic with four groups, including Lou Doillon. And Lou Doillon, it's very, very interesting because she's an actress, and she's the daughter of Jane Birkin, and she just started to sing, actually. And she has a very strong voice, and her voice is very different from when she plays in a film than when she sings. And I'm very happy that she can come here because I do love her last album, Places, and she will be there on the 10th of Jan in Melbourne. And also many things next. You'll have a very big exhibition next year in Melbourne at the State Library dedicated to Les Misérables by Victor Hugo. So it will be also a big event not to miss. And Annette Messager will be in Sydney for a big survey exhibition. And Christian Boltanski also will have a show in Sydney at Carriage Works from the beginning of Jan in the frame of a Sydney festival. So, yes, there are many, many French cultural events and many French cultural hits, I would say, that comes to Australia. And I think that's great.
What an exciting program. I didn't realise it was so extensive. If we wanted to find out more about any one of these events, which website would we go to?
You can go to the website of the Embassy of France, because we do promote a lot of these things. Of course, the website of the Alliance Française, you can find many, many information of what of French activities in Melbourne, and it's a very comprehensive website. It's very good to have it.
Okay, well, I'll put the Embassy's website, and we've already talked with Sally earlier about afmelbourne.com.au as a great resource.
I know that she talked about the market, the Christmas market.
Yes, she did. Yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
You know, with the wood houses and...
Yes, exactly. And we're all looking forward to trying some of the French courses, because I'm sure all of our French skills could use
you
a bit of
punishing. You need to speak French if you want to eat some good saucisson.
Well, exactly. I mean, you have to earn it.
You have to order the right thing.
Exactly, and get it right. So when would we look forward to meeting you when you're coming to Melbourne next? Are you coming for the festival?
Yeah, I will be there for the opening. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I will be there with a guest, more welcomed. So, absolutely.
Brilliant. Now,
so 5th of March next year, don't miss the date.
AFFrenchFilmFestival.org is the website to go to.
Absolutely.
You can subscribe to the newsletter. So if you go to the AFFrenchFilmFestival.org now, you can sign in and then you'll get emails about the events that are coming up. It's a little bit early. And of course, without the press conference next week that we're trying to usurp, you're not going to be able to give us 100% of the information yet, but that will be coming very soon. So I'd advise people, if they're interested, AFFrenchFilmFestival.org is the place to go to, and I'll also make sure that goes up on our Facebook page. And we'll also put a link to So Frenchy So Chic.
So Frenchy So Chic is coming to Sydney this year, so I'm also very looking forward to going to it.
Is that the first time it's been in Sydney?
Yeah, Melbourne.
Ah, fantastic.
So we needed to wait, and then we are very happy because it goes to Sydney.
Yeah, finally, because it is a great event, and I'm looking forward to it again. And all those details will go up on our website. Emmanuel, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you something very controversial. When you're in Melbourne, what do you think is the best French restaurant?
That's a very good question.
I'm not putting you in trouble, am I?
That's a tricky question, actually.
Which would you recommend that my friend and I go to tonight if we had a casual French, a penchant for a frisson of a friand?
That's a difficult question because you have many, many choices. And
I can tell you work in diplomacy.
That's it. No, there is one very good where I've been to, but of course I'm missing the name right now.
I can see you're being very diplomatic and very generous to all the French restaurants in town.
Very good places.
Well, thank you. It was actually charming to speak to you. Absolute pleasure. And thank you very much for taking the time. We look forward to the French Film Festival coming out in early March next year. It's going to be an awesome event, like always. 25 years. Congratulations and well done on such a great achievement.
Thank you, Mark.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.